When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can find on the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPad, iPhone, and iPod. You can also get us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast on iTunes, so plenty of different ways to listen. Appreciate everybody and however you're listening in to this one-on-one conversation you won't find anywhere else with Drew Jackson, 2018 wide receiver coming from Sachse High School in Sachse, Texas, 2018 incoming class for college football. And Drew is, at this time that we're talking here in late May, looking for that first offer, but definitely has worked to build some relationships with schools, as well as has some schools in his top five of interest right now. So plenty to talk about. Happy to have Drew on the show. Drew, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Drew, first and foremost, Sachse, Texas, obviously I've talked to some of your teammates. You know, I've talked to Jared Maiden, Jalen Maiden, Chase Davis. What can you say about the talent of Sachse?
There's a lot of talent in Sachse, and it's just a great opportunity to be able to work with the guys I have to get to work with.
What is it like for all of you to obviously be working together toward high school goals, but knowing that down in Sachse, Texas, there are schools constantly looking at you? There's players that get offers very, very early. Obviously, you're going out to a bunch of camps, even though you have three more years of high school football to play. So what's it like growing up in Sachse, Texas, knowing that there's always kind of an eye on you, so to speak?
It just pushes us all more to, like, strive on the field and off the field to get more exposure as we can and help us throughout the year with our football.
Now, what can you say about Jalen Maiden? Obviously, you're a wide receiver, so with him as your quarterback, you've known him since fifth grade. What's it been like growing up with Jalen?
It's a blessing. Like, Jalen's always been a work. He's always been working ever since I know him. He's always pushed me to get better, and I've always pushed him to be the best he can as he does to be.
Knowing him since fifth grade, obviously he's a quarterback, you're a wide receiver. How much has that helped you to grow together and really know each other's tendencies on the field?
It's like we have like an extra plus. Like, we know our, like, you know, when I break out of my route and I know what kind of ball he's going to throw. So it's like really kind of unstoppable between us two.
Now, he got five early offers, one of them being Syracuse. That's a school that you told me when we had talked off the air that you've been very interested in for a while. Did he talk to you at all about the offer from Syracuse?
Yeah, he told me first that he got offered by Syracuse, and he was happy because he was like, that was like one of his first big offers. And he liked the coaching staff. He was like, Drew, this is like a big school for us. Like, we could do stuff.
And I know that Jalen has a connection, and Jared as well, to Robert Washington, who's a 2016 incoming verbal commit to Syracuse. Do you have a relationship with Robert Washington as well or no?
I met Robert when he came down here for USA. I was in the house with him when he first came down here and got to talk to him for a little bit.
What did you guys talk about?
We talked about half the USA game and what was his goals throughout the games he was playing in.
So knowing that, obviously, Jared has an offer from Syracuse, Jalen has an offer from Syracuse, Robert's going there, you've all been in a room together before. Is Syracuse building a bridge to Texas in your mind right now?
I feel like they are.
What makes you say that?
They're starting to offer, like, a lot of us from Texas. They're finally realizing our big talents out of Sachse and out of Texas.
And you and I had talked off the air, like I said, about Syracuse, that it's a team that you've thought about for a while. You said you've always wanted to see, you know, obviously go up there, New York in general. What can you say about passion for Syracuse? What's made you always want to go see the school and go up to New York?
Well, I've always watched them as a kid during, like, basketball and football and stuff, because I play both sports. And I've always just liked the team always seems to make my day happier or something like that.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line, relaxed fit clothing, as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com, ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And what is it about them? What makes you happier? I mean, it's not every day that you hear, especially for my listeners listening in, it's not every day that you hear people from Texas saying, you know, we're watching Syracuse and, you know, we love seeing Syracuse, or it puts a smile on my face. What is it about Syracuse that puts a smile on your face?
They're always a big play team, and I'm like, I like the big plays. They're really good at that. I like the coaches and their offensive scheme. I like how they throw the ball a lot. I'm a receiver.
And obviously, you know, their offense is going through some changes and whatnot. We'll see some things coming out for this upcoming season. But how much do you know about the team right now? I mean, are you somebody who will watch a Syracuse game? I mean, have you seen a lot from what they've been doing on the field recently?
I watched a few of their games this year. I'm not really familiar with the new changes that they're going to bring in, but I've watched a few games now. Hopefully be watching some new games this season as they play.
With Syracuse putting a smile on your face for a while, what first drew you to Syracuse? What was your first moment of saying, okay, I'll watch this team? Because like I said, it's not every day from Texas you hear that. So what first drew you to Syracuse?
Well, it was like a Saturday when I was a kid and I was watching football and they were coming on. And they threw a long, deep ball. I don't know who they were playing, but it caught my attention. I started watching them, and ever since they came on, I watched their games.
Another thing that you had said to me, keeping with Syracuse, I mean, you said you've seen them on TV. You talked to Jalen Maiden about them. They've been a school that you've always wanted to go up and see. You said there's so many reasons that you love this school. What are some of the other reasons? Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that makes you really have some passion towards Syracuse?
I think we talked about them all.
And they're in your top five of schools of interest: Mississippi State, TCU, Baylor, Alabama. So we'll spin back to Syracuse in a minute, but I want to talk about Mississippi State. What do you like about them?
I like their coaches, and they were real focused. I like their offensive scheme. They run it like sexy, so it should be an easy pickup.
When you say that Mississippi State runs it like sexy, describe your offense in comparison with theirs.
We both run spread offense.
Okay.
We both run spread.
Now, Mississippi State, you recently went on a visit to. What can you say about being there and what you took away from it?
I really enjoyed it. Like the atmosphere of the stadium. And I watched the spring game and loved it there.
And another one of your top five schools of interest, TCU, obviously a home state school. What can you say about Texas Christian?
I've been there two times. I went to a game earlier in the season versus Oklahoma State with Jalen and Jaron. And when I first visited, it was my first visit and game to go to, and I really enjoyed that. Then we went back for a junior day, and I got to meet some of the coaches, and they're really cool and relaxed, and I really like that. I feel like more of a family environment since I was closer to home and stuff.
Now, you said you went to TCU, and it was your first unofficial visit that you got to take. Will that put TCU in a special place in your heart, even though you have obviously plenty of time to be recruited? Will they hold a special place because they were the first campus you got to see?
Of course, and it's close to home.
And Baylor, another school that's in Texas, what can you say about them?
I haven't visited there, but I have been talking to a few coaches about visiting, and that is my upcoming camp this week. So I should be visiting there to talk to some coaches and show my talent off at the camp.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? clapping your hands. With FanHands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
What put them in your top five schools of interest since you haven't been there yet? I know you're going soon, but you haven't been there yet.
Well, I talked to a few coaches on recruiting visits. Like, I had a camp at USA, and they had a recruiter there, and she was talking to me about it, and I liked it from what she was telling me, so let's see.
Alabama is another school, obviously down south. They're in your top five schools of interest. What can you say about Alabama and why they're there?
Well, when I visited Alabama, I really liked it. It was a good experience since they've won so many national championships, and I got to be around their coaching staff. They have a really nice campus, and their team is just so focused and determined.
Now, there's other visits you've taken besides TCU and Alabama. You have been to Houston's spring game, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech. Of those schools, what can you say about them? I guess we'll start with Houston, then Oklahoma, then Texas Tech. What can you take away from each of these schools? What have you taken away?
I like Houston a lot. Jalen has an offer from there, and he's talked about them a lot. This is a close school, and he's talked about them, and I've got to know some of the coaches through Jalen. And I like the coaches. Coach Blacklight got a good relationship with them.
And what can you say about that relationship? How would you describe it at this point?
I mean, we're really good friends, I guess, because I met him at the USA camp for tryout this year, and I met that team, and then we talked there for a little bit. I went against his son in one-on-ones, and I got off the round. He broke on it. It was just a good matchup, and we started talking from there.
And when you were talking about when you were running your route and you got away, you were going up one-on-one with the coach's son here to break away from him. I mean, was there any kind of playful trash talking? I mean, did that kind of build some type of a relationship, knowing that, you know, not only are you trying to get to know the coach, but you're going up against his son?
Yeah, we trash talked a little bit, and then we went against each other later in the day in 7-on-7.
And then Oklahoma, another school that you have visited unofficially as well. What can you say about Oklahoma, how much you know about them, what you took away from them?
I liked them a lot. That was my first visit. TCU was my first game visit.
Thing. Your first game, okay. All right.
Then Oklahoma was my first unofficial, and I took a lot from that. They showed us around the campus. I love the campus. Academic line is good, like amazing there. Stadium, coaching staff is just amazing there.
And Texas Tech, another school inside the state of Texas, you've been to visit them as well. What have you been able to take away from Texas Tech?
I had a good time there. That's where I was born in Lubbock. So.
Okay.
My father lived there, and then when he took me there, he said it was a good time. Like, I was with family, and it was a good time there. I liked the coaching staff, and it was good to be around.
Now, having been born in Lubbock, and that's where your dad is, does that give Texas Tech any type of an advantage in your recruiting?
Yeah, a little bit, because I would like to be close to family so they can watch, but I wouldn't mind going away. Play because I want to go for a ride for me.
And the only other school we didn't talk about that you told me you've been building a relationship with is Arkansas State. What can you say about them?
I talked to the receiver coach a few days ago.
Okay.
And he was just like, come to the camp, and so we talked, had a good talk about camps and what kind of receivers they recruited and just getting to know each other.
So what camps are you going to? What do you have set up for the summer?
Well, my first camp is this Sunday is at Baylor. Then, so we're going to wait till after school. Our after school ends, me and Jalen will go to Mississippi State in June, I think June 11th, and we're just going to go from there.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Now, of all the schools that we talked about, every single one of them is in the South except for Syracuse. So, I mean, I know we've talked about reasons why you like Syracuse, but are they a viable player? If they were to offer you, would they have a special place to you in recruiting, knowing that they're the only school that's they're the farthest away from home for you, but would they still have a special place in your recruiting?
Yes, because if they were offered first, that would be such a part of my heart, because they offered me first and they showed my talents first, and I would love to play. I would like to know their coaching staff, and I really like the coaching staff. It would be good plus. So what Daniel told me about the coaching staff, I would just love to meet them and get to know them more.
And I know that you said that Jalen had good words to say about the coaches. What specifically did he talk about?
He talked about the receiver coach and the offensive scheme, offensive coordinator, how he had a good talk with them about how their spread offense and the offensive schemes. He was telling me about that and all their open field.
Now, obviously, you've known Jalen since fifth grade. Is where he goes, is it kind of like you're a package deal? Or are you going to go where you want to go with or without Jalen?
I'm going to go where it's best for me, but if we do go to the same college, it'd be a good chemistry together, so we don't know yet.
Now, going up to visit Syracuse, is that something you want to do in your future?
In the future, of course, yes.
Now, camp-wise or anything like that, are you thinking to try and get into a camp with them? If not now, then in the future? I mean, would you like to do a camp, or would you just like to go up and do an unofficial visit?
I would love to do both and try to get it in the future as soon as I can.
So if you were, let's say, Syracuse, you went up there, you loved it, how hard would it be to take you away from the South? I mean, I know you said you wanted family to come to games. How difficult would that be for you? How big of a player would that be for you?
It wouldn't change my ability to play the game because I love the game. And if I felt like that was the right fit for me, I would just go and play the game there.
So, Drew, we've talked about all the schools and all the interest, but why teams should be interested in you I think is very important, even more important. So what, as a wide receiver, do you feel like you do best?
My hands play a big part in my position. I have good speed as a receiver, and I'm good at breaking out of my routes. I can catch the ball, anything thrown in my radius, I can catch the ball.
Now, is there a sweet spot on the field? Is there a place of comfort? I mean, what can you say about being outside, being inside, you know, running slant routes, deep routes? I mean, do you have a comfort level, or is everything to you equal?
Everything is equal. I feel like I'm more effective down the field.
Okay.
But if it comes to a short, if I have to catch the ball to get the first down, I will. Like, I'm a possessive receiver.
I had a wide receiver that used to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars who I got to build a relationship, Mike Thomas, a few years back. He was a short guy, but a very muscular guy, short, probably like 5'7", 5'8", but he always went over the middle. He was never afraid to go over the middle, and I asked him how he did it. He jokingly said that's what these big muscles are for, but in all seriousness, he told me, you know, I mean, if you want to make a paycheck, you have to be a receiver that's not afraid to go over the middle. How are you going over the middle?
I'm going over the middle. That's as much as confidence as I'm going down the field. If my quarterback trusts me to catch the ball down the middle, I'm going to catch the ball down the middle, whatever better for my team.
Outside of that, what are some of the things you want to work on?
Well, there's always room for improvement. To work on my game, I got to work on everything to get to the next level. But my main focus would be my speed and my feet working to get off the jam.
So, before I let you go here, Drew, I want to do something I call rapid fire, which is an opportunity to get off the field. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to get your first answer, your first thought to your mind. First and foremost, we'll start here. Favorite rapper of all time?
Tupac.
If you could only listen to one song before a game for the next 3 years at Sachse, what song would it be?
My time is now.
And why would you choose that?
Because it is a very motivational song, and it gets me pumped.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Favorite comedian of all time?
Kevin Hart.
See, I love that answer. I do. I mean, I don't know what it is about recruits across the country, but 99.9% of you say Kevin Hart, and it makes my day because he's my favorite. So what do you like about Kevin Hart? As if, I mean, I know there's many things to like, but what do you like about Kevin Hart?
He's the most short dude I probably know. He just jokes around like he's the biggest dude on the earth.
What is your favorite thing that you've ever seen him do? Is it stand-up? Is it a movie? What's your favorite?
Think Like a Man.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay. All right. Now, yeah, he is, I don't know. There's something about him. I'm going to have an opportunity to see him live, which is a blessing, on my grandfather's birthday. So I'll let you know how that is.
Sorry.
The last question I have for you, if you could go anywhere in the world on vacation, now there's three parts, where would you go on vacation? You could take one person with you that you know, and you could take one celebrity with you. So where would you go, who would you take that you know, and what celebrity would you take?
I would go to Australia. I would take Jalen, my receiver, and the one celebrity I would take would be probably Russell Westbrook, Russell Westbrook or Odell Beckham.
Okay, so why Australia?
I've always wanted to go there. Seems like a really cool place.
And then why Jalen?
Because that's probably like one of my closest friends right now. And he just like, we have the best relationship. He's the only person I really talk to.
You said Odell Beckham or Russell Westbrook. We'll start with Russell since he plays basketball, and you're obviously, I mean, you play both, but right now, obviously, you're looking for football and a future with that. Why Russell Westbrook?
Because I feel like, I like how he dressed. It's really, it's like, my outfit's always new, and it's really cool. And on the court, he's like an animal, and he just, like, never gives up. I like to be around that mentality.
Dare I ask why Odell Beckham Jr., even though we all know what he has done as a rookie, so, but I will ask, why Odell?
He's a receiver. He could probably help me out as a receiver and then just to be around him.
The last thing I can ask you here for this opportunity to talk with you, there'll be plenty more, Drew. If somebody said to me right now, if there was a college coach that was sitting down next to me and they said, we want to know who Drew Jackson is, and I said, hold on, I'm going to get him on the phone, and I put you on the phone, what would you say? How do you define yourself?
As a receiver or as a person?
As an overall person, receiver, student, everything.
Okay. I'll say, first, I'll be like, I'm a student athlete. On and off the field, I work hard, and you can trust me with whatever you need. I'll be there, and I'll do it.
Well, trust is a huge part of a team, especially a team that's working to be a family, and I know that that's one that I'm sure you want to be a part of. Drew, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate it. I know there's plenty of time in your recruitment, so I know we'll be keeping in touch, and I'd love to have you back on the show soon.
Thank you.